Indeed, it's not to live in pain and fear. We are here to create a society that offers peace of mind to our brothers and sisters so that they do not live under scarcity. We are here to create a society that creates abundance for all of us. It can happen by us simply focusing on monetary reform. When we focus on monetary reform, it will become abundantly evident that all that is missing, all that is necessary for us to do, all that we really need to do is focus on the money, focus on creating usury-free local currencies based upon time, because time is the one currency, the one commodity that the poorest man and the richest man on the planet have equal amounts of. It's the only commodity that the poor man has. Once we base it upon that unit of value of an unskilled laborer's time, 1 hour, that is the base denomination. If you make, say, $50 an hour with whatever your skill level is or whatever the market will bear, you would make 5 hours per hour. That's how this works. So now we build the network. We have to list as many benefits as possible for people to join the network. What if one of those benefits was, care for the elderly? That we set up our own holistic medicine centers, which actually cure cancer. And we watched a documentary. My mom literally is at the VA hospital, and we watched the Brzezinski method, or it's a Dr. Brzezinski out of Houston who has a variety of processes. What was unique about his is typically these alternative cancer treatments, they're usually holistic. So the individuals that actually often will treat themselves just by changing their diet. Or that the practitioner delivering the care isn't actually a doctor. Brzezinski is different. He just had an alternative system and he was actually a doctor and he has a clinic. So that's what was powerful for my mother to see that, because we'd like for her to leave the hospital and go to a place, potentially my sister's house, where she would be able to be taken care of. And literally I said to my mother that, we can make her room in my sister's house look just like the doctor's, she's in a senior care facility, cause she's, gone through chemo and, they do it deliberate, maybe once every 2 weeks or so. All of her hair is gone. And I've never ever seen her like that before. Until just yesterday, that was shocking. But to be fair, is like the tumor has gone down, but unfortunately it kills much of the rest of her. And it's unnecessary. We need to get her out of there and start rebuilding her natural system so that her body can heal itself. And we can quite literally create a currency system that pays for the caregivers, that just basically do what the care deliverers do right there in the hospital. We can do that with a got a break here. We can deliver that same level of care in a home environment. We'll be right back.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tuff shelter and accessories included at turtletuffshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletuffshelters.com. Turtle Tuff Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom, your reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. We get your people to chant.
Love, peace, revolution. This is the Mountain Hours Evolution radio broadcast that comes to you weekdays from 1 to 3 o'clock Mountain Time. We are broadcasting from the Eastern Time Zone today from 3 to 5 o'clock p.m. We came down here for the Republican National Convention, and more specifically for the Paul Festival, where there were many monetary reform activists being congregated, and we wanted to bring the Clearwater Hours solution to them, talk to them about the Jubilee Plan, and it was very, very well received indeed. There's actually 2 other radio broadcasts which emanate from the Tampa Bay area. They both get it, and we'll be a guest on their show, and vice versa. We'll get together and talk about all of these things. And this is just a marketing idea. It's an idea whose time has come. It is necessary that we cooperate together to expand this message, to expand this solution to others. So not just to tell them about it, but to actually set it up sometimes. you know, virtually nobody that signed up was really requesting that we did so. We just know we need to do it. And if our intention is that if we build it, they will come. And yes, they are. They are coming. They are joining. In fact, last night, we went to see, as I said earlier, Jordan Page and Rebel Inc. The venue was Blues Ship Cafe in Ybor City. It's at 1910 7th Avenue, Ybor City. The owner there, her name was Linda, who was very cool. And she signed up. So here we are after less than a week of being here. And we, for the Paul Festival, the sound manager at the, you know, it's a really big event center, the venue at the Florida Fairgrounds, that business signed up and they're a member. So now we have, you know, a sound guy. Now we have a venue. We have artists, which we have paid in the form of Mountain Hours and Clearwater Hours, in the name of Jordan Page, Rebel Inc., Tatiana Moroz, and the Wandering Monks, and others, and speakers. So we're already setting up the solution. It's all happening. This entire festival, these activists, these monetary reform activists and freedom fighters and voluntarists, we're developing our own economy. Because the bad guys, the advocates of violence, have their own economy. Certainly we should have one. They're the ones perpetrating the violence. We deserve to have our own economy more than they do. They don't deserve to have one with the violence that they've been perpetrating, with all the false flags and police state and all the corruption and garbage that they do. Nonetheless, certainly they should have, you know, let them have it, but there's no reason why we can't have ours too. And then get more people to join, and they will join because we are demonstrating that our product or our tool is operating and delivering the result that the people want. The result that the people want is peace of mind. They want abundance. They want to be free of scarcity and fear. We intend to set the Tampa Bay area up as a laboratory for that, just the way we want to do that in Summit County and in Denver for Mile High Hours. Let's put these systems together and find out what works most efficiently. Let's find out what is the, you know, the best script or the best pitch to use when trying to sign up various sorts of industries, because the way you try to get a restaurant to join is different than how you try to get a hotel to join, or a massage therapist, or a doctor, or a dentist, or a hotel owner, or whatever. Whatever the particular industries are, we can create a different marketing tool, copy, advertising copy, to help target and understand their particular fears, their particular concerns, their wants, their needs, and have a discussion about what are their dangers and opportunities and strengths. How can we use our credit money to give where they can earn credit instead of debt money? Because when you earn the credit money, it's a whole lot easier to get out of debt. So now, more specifically, we are going to be in several weeks starting a Mile High Hour system. There's already a domain name, but the logo hasn't been designed yet, or any of the currency itself. And that's unfortunate, because basically the Clearwater Hours has leapt past it dramatically. I will be relying upon Denverites who, because I don't live and I never have lived in Denver. So we're going to kick off that system and try to get it operable where we actually have some transactions prior to the September 22nd Saturday and the Fed events. We'd additionally like to, if things work out, is perhaps to have the launch date for Jubilee, the Wandering Monks CD. So we are working on it. We are building. We are creating. And as this new information comes to light, I'm hoping that you will do, you know, what I did with respect to close a door on a previous chapter. Let's talk about that this hour. Closing the door. There are changes coming that are bigger than Occupy. They are bigger than the Tea Party. And they are bigger than Ron Paul. There are changes that are going to come because the people are waking up. And as they wake up, they've come to find out that the entire election process is just a giant puppet show. And then even more than that, the majority of the Patriot media even then doesn't tell the truth. Number one, they're pushing you forward to work on a political solution for a monetary problem. We've got a monetary problem. The politics and the corruption behind them, that's a symptom of a corrupt monetary system because the bankers are the sovereign. So when we see mismanagement in government, it's effectively a false flag on the government. They're trying to make the government, which they keep there, but it's in a perpetual state of dilapidation. We can fix that. We want to demonstrate it. So with respect to what I wanted to talk about now is the closing doors. We're going to close the doors on the things that don't work. Elections, start there. Don't work. So let's not focus on elections. Just occupying doesn't work. When you can't state a specific time and purpose of what it is that you do, you're really just talking. And now is the time for action. So when we're saying that we're going to, occupy, and there's no termination date as to how long we are going to occupy or how many people we need to occupy with, that is just a blind plan that has no specifics to it. What we want with the Jubilee plan is a very specific step-by-step gradual plan that walks us toward our emancipation. Just the same way that the boiling frog incrementally became more and more resistant, or I should say passive, as the water warmed up, as it got hotter and hotter, the frog didn't notice until he finally realized that he was burning. Well, right now, the people are finally realizing that they are burning. And fortunately, we're there with the collect solution because there's other there with phony solutions in the name of, Zeitgeist, for instance, or another example would be a political election. Those are all false solutions. The hour is late. There are people dying. Let's focus on the correct solution. We'll be right back. Circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle ever ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running things. Inflation's been a crazy for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they use to hit us.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Support righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me, please understand.
That was the Wandering Monks, who are finishing up their new album called Jubilee. It's about the Universal Debt Jubilee and the necessary steps that are required in order for the people to create a reunification of humanity, where the private usurers forget our and forgive our debts, and we forgive their sins, and we have a reset. We hit the easy button, we start over and create a second enlightenment, let's call it. We're talking about, and that's, you know, new beginnings. That's one of the local you know, nonprofits that are a member of Clearwater Hours. And we talk often about basically, you know, this is a new beginning, and to have a new beginning, you have to close your old doors so that new doors can be opened. And basically cleaning up the property where I've had a pool business for 25 years, and basically shifting over my focus onto creating this, you know, these local currency systems. And they do take a significant amount of time. This is, you know, all I really think about, besides, you know, personal things. But like my primary focus in trying to, you know, vocationally, this is my focus. So as we go through, you could see as we're like pulling all of these things out of the property and cleaning it out and throwing stuff away. There's a pole barn behind the house, and there's appeared in 08 when I woke up toward the to all of the political corruption. I became the head of We Are Change Tampa. We were where we are at right now, and basically we had all of these banners talking about the banksters and how they finance both the left and the right at the same time. Well, rather than focusing on that stuff with, you know, just end the Fed or whatever particular cause there is, 9/11 truth, because that's the basis for the majority of those signs. But rather than, you know, just merely going out in the street and protesting, which, you know, does something, it makes you aware, it makes other people aware, but I think they're already aware already. There's very few people I walk up to and say, hey, I don't see any problem with the banking system. Even people who are doing well financially recognize that the system is corrupt. So how much benefit really is there to telling people? It's like you're holding a sign up saying, hey, everything's corrupt. Yeah, we knew. Then the next step past that is holding up the sign, you know, start local currencies. That's another level of awareness, because at least you're specifically identifying the solution. Now, I would say truly the next evolved state is to actually let those activities go and just create the systems which are the solutions. Focus on creating, not destroying, saying, and you're trying to destroy their, hey, the politicians are corrupt. So you're effectively, what you're doing is you're destroying their reputation. You're blaming them, and they do deserve the blame. But are you free? Alternatively, what if you create the alternative system and let other people utilize that? That is the next evolution. And that is the focus of the broadcast, is for other people to recognize, you know, we can go to Federal Reserve offices and just simply go there and protest and carry banners and signs. And what I'm saying is I'm throwing those signs away, even though I do want to end the Fed. We have big old signs that we would have protests at. There's not actually a Federal Reserve office in Tampa. We'd actually go to Jacksonville. And you know what? Even when we did that, like we drove that distance, there would be, you know, 40 people that would show up. Well, in a matter of 3 days, we signed up 23 businesses to use an alternative system. So which activity was more effective in ending the Fed? Standing around and protesting and shaking our angry fists, or actually going out and having people use an alternative usury and debt-free local currency? And I would say that with every, you know, whatever your particular cause is, whether it's end the Fed or, you know, police state or election fraud or whatever those particular things are, it's time to take those banners down. Don't waste your time protesting. It's not doing anything. They don't care. It's ineffective. Occupying is ineffective. Making people aware is ineffective. They are aware. They know that the Fed is private. They know that it's corrupt. Now what? We all have to evolve.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Again, that was former Federal Reserve Chairman. He is the, as Federal Reserve Chairman, he is there to bring great status and elevation and propriety and pageantry to the private usurer scheme, which I refer to the street hustle and a three-piece suit, and that is usury. And it's, that he's a stuffed suit, because what he's actually doing is perpetrating a crime on the people whereby they are kept in a status of perpetual servitude. We need to end that. We need to change that. We need to have something entirely different. And we can't. We just got to start taking action and start moving forward with the proper solutions. And going big, I'm literally sitting here. My mind's been working on the office that I had, and the business of construction has massively slowed down. So I'm in an office that I'd run a pool company out of, and it would be dramatically bigger than it is. I'm literally putting paperwork away, and we just did so much more of a volume of business years ago, and it's set up to build this entire office, and the entire property here is set up to do construction. There's like stalls on property where dump trucks deliver sand to build pools. There's stalls for rock that we'd use to put under concrete to, you know, ensure that you had proper drainage, and PVC. And so it's set up as a facility to create. Well, it seems, you know, I was looking at just to sell it, and I was thinking, boy, we're looking to create something really big. Maybe that's what it should be repurposed toward, is put it and utilize it, this entire facility, this property, as a tool toward that endeavor, as part of the healing process of this entire community, where it puts a whole lot of people back to work. And that currency can be spent into circulation in order to hire a staff who can be used as, you know, have different roles. You need one person to kind of just push things forward all the time, that they're always communicating with the local Clearwater Hours businesses, saying, hey, how are things going? Where have you spent your currency yet that you're allotted when you first signed up? Where would you like to spend the currency? Do you have any other businesses that you could refer? Because we want to create the most amazing process possible, imaginable. Because once we recognize that money is not the limitation, everything is possible. That staff could be used to, you know, they're doing an integral part of what's necessary to maintain the system, and that is to ensure that the members are happy. They're doing customer service. Are you happy? Are you getting circulation? Are you getting what was promised? What else would you like to have promised to you? What would you like to be rewarded? What values do you believe in? What can we do better? Because when we develop the science for this, there's going to be a hurricane. There's going to be a hurricane of change going across this country. So we're at the tip of the spear, but it's not a violent kind of thing. I mean, like to use that thing. We're at the cutting edge of this innovative process. Why not bring in a staff of three people or two people that they focus specifically on roles which will elevate, and it'll make other members have such deep belief in the system that they'll go, oh my God, this is amazing. We need to have staff members as well in other locations. We need to have we need to raise our game too. We should have somebody calling our members to make sure they're happy, to make sure that that they will give us referrals, not just to earn the income, because that member business, they would earn that referral anyway, just so that we expand the system so that we can maximize every possible benefit from it, so that more and more people participate, that it reaches down into the realm, you know, the employees deeper, not just for the employers. That's something that we all desire. So this is something that's going to benefit the entire cooperative. Why not have this? And it'll make it a lot easier on me, because there's certain aspects of this that I don't particularly like, which is, you know, the mechanics of bundling money. It's just something that just slows me down. I would sooner start the day and just step off and go recruit businesses. Go walk through communities that are in dire straits, and just with my, you know, just knowing how to build stuff and having a vision for what it could look like, and get with some other people in that community, say, hey, how would things be different if, these five businesses, these five single family dwellings that need to be rehabilitated, could we get a deal from them from the city? Because right now the city is not deriving any tax revenue from them, or maybe it could just be some city blocks that are left vacant right now. We could build, get several of those and have a community garden in the middle of it. But the city can't do it because the city doesn't have any money. Guess who does? That's a way that we can partner with the city. And now all of a sudden, where they were previously, they've got nothing to lose because they're not deriving any tax revenue from these properties anyway. So they have a double hazard, is that they have a property which is losing value because it turns into a crack house. They're not deriving any tax revenue from it in the form of property taxes. It becomes an eyesore, so it drives down the value of the houses surrounding it, which further deteriorates their overall tax revenue. We can go in there and fix all of that and put people to work. We must change our view as to what's going on right now, because if we continue to believe that there's overproduction of Federal Reserve notes, it makes no sense that we're going to add more worthless pieces of fiat paper to that system. So if we misidentify what's really going on, it makes no sense to add more currency, because prices are going up. We assume there's inflation, meaning overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. In reality, what has happened, and there's a lack of Federal Reserve notes, and therefore the people are in a drought, not a flood. They're in a drought. We need to add currency, just like any area needs water when they're in a drought. And by adding this water into the system, it will allow this economic, it'll just be a complete revitalization. So to make that happen is I would like to have the flexibility to really focus on the things that I'm good at, rather than mechanical stuff and meaning mechanics of just stuffing envelopes with the currency to give those out to new businesses, is to have that whole system more automated. And ideally, eventually, that'll be virtual. Think of all this. These individuals that would get this property, they might have bad credit and not even have a bank account. With a virtual system, we would give them a bank account, a fresh start, a brand new credit report, a revitalized house, and there will be opportunities for new businesses to expand into. My vision, what would be ideal for this, is if there was some sort of an abandoned mall. And I got this idea from watching Money. It was by Isaac Isatan. If you friend Wayne Walton on Facebook, the link is right there. It's a video that's really good. But anyway, when Argentina had its peso collapse, they would have a huge barter festival with thousands of people there, thousands sitting in a area together, thousands. And when they'd all come in, if you had your table, they would give you some amount of money, perhaps $200 to start off, and then you would just trade that barter script within the system. Well, the difference with what we're doing is we're not doing it under like one roof. They would do that sort of directly in one roof. We're doing it in a fashion where that is distributed in an entire community. So they're all over the place. Ideally, we'd like to have them concentrated in a smaller geographic area, because that would be optimal for control and, for kind of anti-counterfeiting issues, because the people that are used to touching and seeing the currency all the time, that they actually signed it, by them being closer to it, they'll be more, this is an immense power. The more local that it is, the better. So that is the vision for all of that, is having something along those lines. Obviously our condition isn't nearly as dire as anything that occurred in Argentina, where literally all the banks closed down and you couldn't get your money out. And when you did, it was worth a small fraction of its previous value. We're in no sort of state like that. However, there is hardship. There is, you know, lots and lots of homeless in this area. There's many people, many children that are living in cars. And literally, with strong focus, we can quickly fix all of that. And as we have the time and the inclination and the education, it's incumbent upon us to take action on something that we know how to fix when no one else is taking action. So it just seems like a perfect sort of opportunity to utilize this space, which was built for construction of pools, which is pretty dead right now because of the lack of money, not to rebuild it and necessarily use it for pools, but actually utilize it for building homes. Something more grand. And not for me to physically do it or even use my licensing or anything along those lines, but to use this for the betterment of other people that have those specialties and basically use my skill for its very precise application, which is, you know, having the vision and having the focus and using the money as a tool to build circuits as more of an architect, a monetary architect for an entire system. So that these are all things that can be done, and it seems like St. Pete would be the ideal place to do that because that's where Federal Reserve notes would go the furthest because the property is the least expensive. Certainly this, you know, in order to do the same sort of thing in Summit County, you would have to use, you know, you might be able to do one house. In Denver, you might be able to do two houses, but in St. Pete, you might be able to do four houses. So that's four families saved, brought from the brink, where they have a new beginning. So we can partner with some of our existing members of the Clearwater Hours Cooperative. One is the New Beginnings nonprofit, where that's their you know, that's their primary business. So I'd have to investigate to see if the real estate is cheaper in St. Pete or Tampa, you know, and where there's a concentration. But it would be a good idea to build this and do this real estate or residential reconstruction where it's concentrated, and then have that set up somewhere close to where there's perhaps a mall that has been run down, and you'll basically can be a place where we start a barter fair right in the middle of it. And, you know, if it's currently boarded up and not deriving any revenue at all for whoever the owner is, I would assume in many of those instances they are not looking, you know, it's not necessary for them to collect rent anyway, or they wouldn't be sitting on it. It would already be sold. So potentially they could forego getting Federal Reserve notes as compensation, and they'd be willing to take Clearwater Hours as compensation, and that would allow them to go shop at these various businesses and be part of this barter script revolution, a revolution of the monetary system. So for as many places as we can that we can be integral to it, where we're building products from scratch, that we're able to pay our rent and get all the way down to the nitty-gritty and as much as possible be off of the usury-based system. That is the ideal arrangement. So I have to investigate around to see if that is optimized and best found. Is that in Tampa? Is it in Denver? Is it in St. Pete? Definitely don't think it's in Summit County. It's a kind of a high rent area, but nonetheless, there are always opportunities that this can work. It's just you can maximize it, and I think Tampa or St. Pete would be the best locations for that. Big plans, big challenges, big plans, big solutions, and can go big. Isn't that our job? That is our job, to go big. And I can see it all coming together. That would be a pretty grand plan. I like the whole idea of businesses starting up, and they are allotted currency, and they're all in a concentrated area where you're literally a giant farmer's market indoor, out of the weather, and to do all this inside of a mall. That would be pretty interesting. And then you can bring our usury-free artists into that mall and have our form of music, the truth tellers, actually have a place to be the dominant source of information. We'll be right back. Fill the sky up with toxic pollutants. Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace on the name of peace.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012, TheMountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without a reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the chili peppers did, and the funky monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils fronting Wall Street banks.
Thank you for tuning into Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I am your host, Wayne Walton, and we focus on monetary reform. And once you focus on the most fundamental cause of all of the problems on the planet, and when you focus on that particular problem, you can focus on all the solutions, and it gets into everything. You know, it is the The more your mind focuses on this particular issue, the more places you can see how you can create remedies to existing situations, whether it's homelessness or hunger or it's just everything that you can think of. Poisonous food. If you want organic food, we can finance that and grow it with a currency which supports that, and so that the people have more money that they can afford organic food. That's the whole point. It's necessary for us to raise our game and simply take action. The time for talk, the time for protesting, the time for occupying and making people aware, and like, people are aware that it's messed up. Now what? Let's show them. Let's go big. Let's focus and truly engage our souls in the exact same way that people play chess as a strategy game to challenge their brains, or play video games. We're willing to challenge ourselves in those arenas which have no benefit to humanity. Why not challenge ourselves in arenas which do benefit humanity? That's what we're looking to do. And we need more people who are willing to step up and dedicate some time toward this and develop these systems and be participants. And you don't have to do it all. And what happens is, just like right now with me, is that because I have to wear all of the hats, you can't do as much work. And it doesn't allow me to focus on the things that I could do better. And that isn't even being on the radio. All things being considered, I wouldn't even be on the radio. What I would really be best at is just doing strategy and designing the systems for delivering that energy. I think like an electrical engineer or a irrigation technician or something like that, somebody that develops systems or architecture, maybe a web developer, a programmer. Those sorts of minds are the best for this, the basis for the vision, to make sure that the credit or the energy is being delivered to the most essential systems. That's the whole idea, is developing the delivery systems to make sure credit is being delivered to whatever human need that is most paramount to the people. We can create new funds to deliver that, rather than those funds being derived from taxation. We can derive them from the creation of new funds. Creation rather than taxation. And obviously that, as we're doing all this, we're producing new products. We're producing new services. So as we deliver and produce these things, the currency is just measuring it, measuring something that already exists. The money is just inches of a product. We'll see you tomorrow.
The eyes of love. Instead, see all of us as
Paul Drockton.